fun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 We're up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. Nights again, we're up all night again. 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 We're up all night again.
Good morning, Medford, Somerville. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, and it is time for the show.
That's our theme music this week.
I don't know about that, but we're working on it. Anyways, so we got some fun technical problems to work through this morning. We got a mic situation that we're working on, and we're trying our best. But it's a sunny day. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful fall day, and we got new music for you.
We got no new music.
No new music. So actually, this is if you look in the Guinness Book of World Records, they just published, and on the last page they said, "This week's new trends, longest stretch ever with no new music, was actually October 1st to October 7th, 2016. New record. We're still working on it. Actually, To this point, actually, no one's released any in the month of October 2016.
There is a massive writer's block going on.
People are very frustrated, and they don't know the next note. They just can't. It's not coming to them.
Everyone is just a little bit confused right now. And if you can help out the situation, you can give us a call at 855-915-WMFO.
That's it.
This is That Heart Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
All right, let's kick it with some old music.
Yeah.
Because there is no new music.
Yeah, there's no new music, but old music abound.
No new music. All right, kick it, Zach.
We got it.
in. We're back, and we've everything's better now.
Oh wow! Everyone can probably hear me now.
We can hear Zach. We can hear me. We got music. We got songs. We got laughs. Yep. We got all sorts of fun stuff. And let's see. Let's bring in the news. Red Sox lost last night in a. It's too bad, but go Sox. We still believe in you.
Charlie is departing for Pembroke this morning.
This evening.
This evening. He'll be gone all weekend.
Mom, if you're listening, I think I'm going to take like a 9 o'clock train p.m. Getting dinner with a friend.
Cool.
Colin's coming in. Colin Hamilton's classic Chuffs alumni. TAing today, per usual. We got a lab on PPM diff, the difference between two pictures. Yesterday I learned about fax machines and data compression schemes for fax, so that's kind of where I am. That's where I'm at right now.
We got office hours, P006X, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Stop on by.
You have a half hour office hour?
Yeah.
What does someone just say, like, I don't know what carbon dioxide is, and you say, it's CO2.
No one comes.
Has anyone ever come? Came?
Not this year.
It's ridiculous.
I think the last time someone came was fall of 2015.
Oh, that's just a year ago. That's not too bad.
Yeah. I mean, the whole spring, no one came.
Is this our first show in the month of October?
This is... our first show.
So this month we're going to do something special for October. So October is typically a month of spooky, and so we're gonna be kind of just ramping up the spook zone a little bit. So today we're gonna just say spooked ya, gotcha, scared ya, gotcha, spooked ya.
Boo.
So that was scary, and so expect a little bit more of that as the month progresses until we get closer to Halloween. Halloween is actually historically my least favorite holiday. I was once scared, like, in a major way as a child. And honestly, like, as an optimization problem, trick-or-treating is too hard. It's not... you can't solve it. It's, like, hard. It's in a class of hard problems.
We're gonna
move optimization.
Away from...
And you don't even know... It's terrible.
I also hate Halloween.
And I don't like costumes. Just
I
be who you are.
Dress up for Halloween. I think it's silly.
Yeah.
But we're gonna move away from all this negativity.
Yeah. What do you got? You got positive? You got positive things to say?
Positive. We're gonna continue with the old music theme.
I gotcha.
And we're gonna take it back to the year 1979.
That's just 2 years before I was born. I mean, that's what I was saying. And then he said, ha, Charlie, you're so funny. That's what we were talking about. We were having a fun time talking, and we were talking about all the fun things that I do in my life.
All the great things.
Anyways, I'm out of Coke Zero, so here's a call to the audience. We're looking for donations. We'll talk about donating to WMFO in a minute, but first things first, not quite as important, but not quite as important, but still, you know, worth mentioning is that I'm out of Coke Zero. I got no more. What am I supposed to drink?
Soylent.
I have Soylent.
You do?
I've been having it for lunch this week. It's been pretty good. But I don't have any Coke Zero. And I'm all out of my stupid little Starbucks coffee drinks.
You're just all out of life.
I'm falling apart. And my milk went bad.
And your what?
My milk went bad. Oh. So that's, you know, all sorts of bad things. But I'm feeling less sick, so... You know, win some, you lose some. Let's think about what is going on outside. You know, we kind of live in our little ivory tower up here in WMFO. You know, this is it's a pretty advanced academic pursuit, and let's bring ourselves back down to the real world and think about, you know, traffic.
Think about the common folk.
Think about you know, just the regular old everyone else, because you know we're so elite up here.
Yes.
We got a bus. The 80s coming in. I see that.
The 80 is coming down. But really what I want to focus on today is all the trees. Because, you know, these trees, they're always stuck in traffic. They just never move. They're never going anywhere.
There's been a 2 or 3 mile backup on these trees for about as long as I can remember.
And, you know, we complain. We're sitting in cars, and it takes us an hour to get to work or something. But these trees, they've been trying to get to work for years.
They've been, don't tell them, but they've been fired. They all have P.O. boxes. And so by the time they get to the post office,
they're out of luck. Is close for some of these trees, and they still...
Oh, the post office is right downstairs.
They just can't even get to the post office.
Speaking of that, I really need to get to the UPS store. Thanks for reminding me. I got to return my textbook.
Well, hopefully the traffic's not too bad and get you down there.
Dang it. All right. So we're going to think about PSAs, and we're going to think about donating to WMFO. WMFO is one of the greatest radio stations of all time, and so worth preserving. It's not every day you get, you know, classics like Dead Heart Radio. A 7-season, like, beautiful thing. Oh, someone was vaping down there. We got a vapor.
What?
Vapormeister. Like, there was a cloud of puff and water vapor and nicotine as big as the eye could see. It was amazing. It was like his own personal cloud. Okay, anyways, WMFO, great station, 7 seasons of this show. Can you believe it? Is this season 6 or season 7? I don't care. We're working on it, but it's great, and we're gonna we want to keep it freeform forever. So let's play.
You can't get more freeform than this.
Let's play a PSA. Yeah, you can't get more freeform than stream of consciousness of a person who's a little bit overtired and. Just shouldn't be talking. I mean, we got a 1:12 PSA here, but it's going to be worth your while. So let's kick it.
Now let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
That's all we had, folks. Stop. Anyways, Clear Channel is the company that runs iHeartRadio. Yeah,
Clear Channel is now branded as iHeartRadio, I'm pretty sure.
Which is really bad. And they own like almost all the radio stations in the country.
Yeah, I mean, they always have. They were just Clear Channel, though.
Well, it's bad.
Yeah, in 2001, they had their little list of songs that you couldn't play on the radio.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, which is why it's important that we stay here and protest their Clear Channel's bunch of corporate shells. If you remember correctly, if you're a long time listener, we were corporate shells for a long time. We were getting those scripts from the company down in Nebraska.
Oh yeah.
To tell us about what to say and what to think and what to eat.
Yeah.
When to believe.
When to eat.
When not to eat.
Who to go.
Who to be. they just gave us a dossier, basically, of thoughts. Let's play some more old music.
Yeah, and actually, we'll save the in a bit, we're going to play a song off the Clear Channel Memorandum from 2001, which was the famous list of songs that were not to be played on their more than 1,200 radio stations.
How many radio stations do they own today?
We'll check on that during the musical
break.
We'll
check on that. We'll give you that trivia fact. We're planning future shows, and we're thinking about having a trivia show. So it's going to be very frustrating because it will not be interactive.
we could get two contestants.
That'd be fun.
That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, we're still working on getting people down to the show. 9 a.m. on Friday isn't that crazy of a time. Almost no one has class, and it's not that early.
And it's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day every Friday at 9 a.m. There's no such thing as a bad Friday at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
At least there hasn't been yet. Anyway, we're gonna get down with one of the best bands of the 90s.
Let's do it. I didn't, you know, whatever.
Black River flows so slowly, there's no knowing its direction. Just as aimlessly I followed you, according your affection. As surely as it's flowing down, I'll hear that some sound, another song that carries sun westbound towards lonesome sundown, lonesome sundown, lonesome. Six, yeah.
So, you know, it's not actually sundown right now, but still a good song. Anyways, Zach, can you get a backing track for me?
Yeah, we will get a little bit of a backing track going on.
To answer your questions from before. Oh, no, there's too much vocals.
There are no vocals.
Okay. Well, we'll do that in a second. Just leave it, and then we'll get into a random spot in the song, and it'll be good. Anyways, so we followed the money and saw where it went. Zach, do you want to report your findings, or should I?
I'll be the analyst, and you can be the sensationalist.
Okay.
So
yeah,
so
you analyze all
sensationalists. Why don't you ask me a question, and I'll answer it.
Who are those son of a guns who own all the radio?
That would be iHeartMedia, Mr. Meyer.
Who owns them?
Bain Capital.
Who owns that?
Mitt Romney.
Dang it! I knew it. Okay, that's why he lost in 2012 is because he was all tied up in radio ads, and people forgot to play them. Anyways. So we followed the money and we saw where it went. I couldn't be quite as sensational as I needed to be to make that segment a real hoot. But, you know, how many radio stations do they own, though?
I don't know, but they're going to go for some bankruptcy right now. 850 stations.
That's not that many.
It's not that many.
That's fewer than before.
They lost stations since 1200, which was since 2001, which makes sense because radio is a dying business.
Do you know that your Cincinnati radio is actually recorded in like some basement in Texas by a guy who's like studied up on Cincinnati facts to seem relatable, and then they just stream the show that's like pre-recorded?
It makes sense.
That's so bad.
I mean, they're headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, but I think they have stations that are centered in the city that
they have a few, but like a lot of them are not. They took like an existing station that was nice and then just turned it into like this canned crap. San Antonio was an okay city. They have a copy of the Space Needle that is honestly atrocious.
San Antonio has a Space Needle?
Yeah. It's called like the Tower of the Americas, I think. It's one of the worst looking kind of like Space Needle-esque CN Tower sort of things ever.
Huh.
It's gross. It's made of concrete. It's all dusty. It's terrible.
Well.
But overall, kind of a fun city. I don't know. They have a canal.
They do host iHeartRadio, which is apparently perhaps on the verge of bankruptcy, according to some speculators. So let's hope that's true.
Okay, dump the stock. Now we're gonna
take it to...
Poetry.
Poetry.
This is called Trees 3. Wait, who's the author of this poem? We're going to play a song. We're going to get back to you. I think this poem needs a little bit of editing, and then we'll be back with that in a minute. Let's play a song. Yeah,
we're good.
Too hard.
I'm a human calculator. And I hated that. I hate Zach. You suck. Your music is awful. Well, we're just moving right along here. I can't wait to get some Dunkin' Ice with my friends. Oh, I hate Jake. He's the worst. I just want to sit and do math. Zach's gonna read a poem.
Hi, I'm Zach. I like cheese and New York. Here's a poem about trees. Charlie, could you put on the... so kindly put on the backing track to make it sound really good. Oh, sure. Getting serious. This is Trees 3 by Zach Graziano, i.e. me. That's my pseudonym. Leave me alone, said the old maple tree. I did not grow to be the source of your sweetness. Oh, maple syrup man, pancakes have bad traits and long snakes twist and turn as you rake the leaves that help me breathe. I gasp. One last breath of the rotting pancake smell. Who put all these discarded pancakes here? Why? Why? So many pancakes. And I am but a maple tree. And I am but a maple tree. That was weird. I don't know.
That was Trees 3.
That was Trees 3. It was kind of a social commentary about maple syrup. The syrup industry is killing us. We don't know that. I have no idea. They actually could be a really good source for like conservation of maple. We don't know.
No, they're killing us because they make sugar.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's why we need Coke Zero.
No sugar in Coke Zero. Zero sugar.
That's what the zero stands for, actually, believe it or not. You know, one of the things we learn about in math is that zero is the smallest number that we can even think of.
Is that true?
I don't know.
I don't think that's true.
-1?
Yeah, -1 is like it's a great number.
All right.
There's so much going on with it.
It is actually kind of special.
If you were to ask -1, like, how's it doing, you'd probably have a pretty long answer.
-1 is the only number other than 1 that you can square and get 1.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the other square root of 1. Anyways, but 1 is special, because whatever. Who cares? Next question for you, Zach, is what we got some old music to play?
Oh, we've got old music all over the place. You wouldn't believe how much old music there is.
Yeah, I mean, people have been making it for quite some time.
If you were to take how much new music is there in the last day and how much old music there was, like from...
You're just getting started.
The beginning of time to the day before today... There's so much more old music than there is new music.
Yeah. We should maybe change the focus of the show then to just, you know...
Maybe.
Strictly music from...
From not the day that is the day of the show.
We can maybe find the oldest music we can find.
Ooh, I like it.
Well, that'll be the theme of next week.
We could perform some Gregorian chants.
It'll become archaeological. No, don't have such a, you know...
I mean, that is not the oldest music that anyone could find by any means.
Wow. Or we could maybe play the oldest recorded music.
That's fair.
We've got a better idea of what that is.
Yeah.
All right, we'll work on it. Trivia fact for you. The amount of space on a CD is designed so that you can fit all of Beethoven's Symphony No. 9 onto one CD. Like, exactly.
Can you?
Yeah.
that, what is that, 100 minutes?
I don't know.
Ish.
Who cares?
Anyway.
And at what bit rate? We don't know.
Yeah, moving on. We really don't. Anyway, we are heading along into the realm.
Of what?
Of music.
All right.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Yeah. Jared, all right, if you're listening, hi, Jared. Jared was tuning in.
Ooh.
This is a time for shout-outs, and then we're going to do a PSA, and then we're going to think about some other stuff.
Diana, if you are listening, hi.
Mom, if you're listening, hi.
Mom, if you're listening, and I know you're not. Hi.
Yeah, I mean, some, you know, if you didn't really expressly tell someone to listen, there's really no way that they're going to stumble upon this.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, oh, I was just browsing the internet, and you'll never believe what I came across. I was like, oh, this is totally Zach's show.
I was looking for college freeform radio to listen to.
And I decided to stop by this little place called Tufts and check it out.
Anyways, so we got a public service announcement here, and this is of time is of the essence here, and you know, as a listener to Freeform, you're absolutely gonna love this. I mean, I go a lot often, and it's a good one. The 11th annual Honk Festival of Fest, starting again. The 11th annual Honk Fest Festival of Activist Street Bands takes place this weekend from Friday, October 7th through Sunday, October 9th. With a variety of events scheduled in Somerville, Cambridge, and Boston. Honkfest features socio-political activist street bands playing a variety of styles of unplugged DIY music, and the events are completely free and open to all. For more information, visit honkfest.org on the web. That's honkfest.org. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, to shout on down to Davis Square. It's a hoot.
Probably going to go this weekend.
Yeah, you should go.
Thanks, WMFO, for the helpful public service announcement.
Yeah, it's fun. I went last year. I was like on a bike ride or something, and then I just like stumbled upon it. I forgot that it was that weekend.
Yeah,
it was
the
fun.
Only time I've been was when I accidentally was there.
Well, now you know.
And now I know.
Head on down. We're gonna play one more song, and then we're gonna have a couple more laughs, and then we're gonna go home. We're gonna go to get some Dunkin' Iced.
Yeah. Why don't we have a couple more laughs first and then just play a song and leave?
That makes more sense.
That makes more sense.
But I just didn't know what to laugh about.
All right. Well, 3,
2, 1.
Ha ha. One more.
All right. 5, 6, 7, 8. Ha 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 ha. That's it.
That was great.
That's pretty good.
We laughed the night away.
I like that we both kind of knew what was supposed to happen.
So we're gonna close out with our buddy Polly Jean. She's gonna take it away for us because we can't have an old music episode without a little bit of Polly Jean.
I don't know who that is.
PJ Harvey. Polly Jean Harvey. Polly Jean.
How old? Are we just gonna play?
We're gonna go back 21 years.
All right. I'm that old.
Little something to bring you my love.
I look forward to it.
All right. Good night, all.
All right.
I lost my heart.
That's that, friends.
That was what we would call professional audio mixing. Next question for you, Zach.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to this
today?
Week? Today?
This week?
Today.
Today, well, I got Dunkin' Donuts coming up.
I got Dunkin' Donuts coming up,
and that's...
Yeah, I need a large iced.
I'm looking forward to that. Woo, large iced. Woohoo, something's rice. Oh yeah.
When you do equilibrium problems, kind of like Le Chatelier's, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you call it an ice chart or a rice chart?
I used to call it an ice chart.
We used to call it a rice chart.
What was the R for?
The reaction.
But where? That doesn't make sense, because isn't it like initial change?
Equilibrium.
At equilibrium.
And then you put the reaction on top.
Oh, but that doesn't have to go on a table. That's just silly.
Whatever.
Yeah, really,
it's worthwhile information to have at the very least.
Yeah, well... Come to office hours, 2:30 to 3 p.m.
I'll get that sorted out.
Alrighty.
Luckily, chemistry isn't a thing I need to do anymore.
We've got the individuals from the next show.
Yeah.
Here in the studio.
You guys want a few minutes, or we'll put something on?
I can put something on.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, we'll spin some automated tunes.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
The bots have great taste.